From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. Afghan officials say a suicide bombing in southern Kandahar province Friday killed an area commander. The attack came hours after U.S. Vice President Mike Pence made a surprise trip to Afghanistan, where he addressed American troops. Pence said the new Afghan strategy President Donald Trump announced in August is making progress on the ground.
President Trump has unleashed the full range of American military might. We've lifted the restrictions that limited the effectiveness of our armed forces, so you can, as the President has said, fully and swiftly wage battle against the enemy. We've given you new authorities to directly target the terrorists and militants, no matter where they hide. And this Commander-in-Chief has empowered our battlefield commanders with the freedom and flexibility you need to win. Bureaucrats don't win battles. Soldiers do.
Meanwhile, the Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack in Kandahar province. Officials say at least six policemen were killed and 10 others were wounded in the blast. The warring parties in South Sudan have signed a ceasefire. Negotiators in Addis Ababa agreed to a cessation of hostilities, protection of civilians, and humanitarian access in South Sudan. This is the latest effort to end the 4 years of conflict that has killed hundreds of thousands of civilians. South Sudanese negotiators have been meeting at the African Union headquarters in Addis Ababa since December 18th to revive the collapsed 2015 peace deal. Cameroon has denied allegations that its soldiers crossed into Nigeria without permission and attacked villages said to be hosting and training armed separatists. Cameroon says it only attacked border villages in Cameroon. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The UN General Assembly overwhelmingly adopted a resolution Thursday rejecting the United States' recent decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. VOA's UN correspondent Margaret Bashir has more on the vote.
The adopted text reaffirms Jerusalem's special status as a holy city and as a final status issue to be resolved in future Israeli-Palestinian negotiations. It also says any decisions or actions that could alter the city's character or demographic status are null and void and must be rescinded. But it is not legally binding. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
In the latest developments, Gaza's health ministry says a Palestinian has been killed in clashes with Israeli forces along the border amid continued fallout over President Donald Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas earlier urged France and Europe to play a stronger role in peace efforts, insisting he won't accept U.S. plans for Mideast peace because of Trump's position. The UN Refugee Agency reports thousands of people are fleeing from a fresh wave of intercommunal violence this week in the Democratic Republic of Congo's Ituri region. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Refugee Agency reports more than 2,650 refugees, mostly women and children, have fled to Uganda in search of safety this week. The refugees tell aid workers renewed intercommunal violence at Jugu territory have sent them fleeing for their lives. Sporadic intercommunal violence between the Hima and Lendu ethnic groups in Ituri, sparked by land disputes, has been going on for decades. This latest exodus is putting even more strain upon Uganda, which already hosts some 1.4 million refugees, the largest number in Africa. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Russia, Turkey, and Iran have agreed to hold Syria peace talks in Russia's Black Sea resort of Sochi next month. Russian news reports cited a Kazakh diplomat who said that during Friday's meeting in Kazakhstan's capital, Astana, the parties have agreed to hold the so-called Congress for National Dialogue in Sochi in late January. In response to Pyongyang's November 28th launch of a newly developed intercontinental ballistic missile, the UN Security Council is expected to vote later on Friday on another round of targeted sanctions aimed at imposing even more restrictions on North Korea. If approved, this will be the third round of targeted sanctions imposed by the Security Council this year. In midday trading, U.S. stock markets are down. If you'd like the latest news anytime, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel.
That's the latest world news from VOA.